On the show today, we have Correlations' Rob Landis and Jeff Dent talking about remote core conversions for credit unions due to the whole pandemic. We're doing everything remotely now, even conversions, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have the gentleman from Correlation on the program, Mr. Jeff Dent, up there in the upper corner. Jeff, how you doing, sir?
Great. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. And Mr. Rob Landis, right down below us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Now, when this whole thing, and we're talking today about remote core conversions for credit unions, and when this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing went down and all the lockdown, obviously, we're all thinking about our families and friends first, of course, the health. But then I started thinking business-wise, I went, oh my gosh. And since we all kind of all have a kind of a background in core processing and stuff, I went, how are they going to do a core? How are they going to do a conversion? That was one of my, I kid you not, that was one of my first thoughts that went through my head. I went, oh my, what's going to happen? So lo and behold, leave it to you guys to do some sort of remote conversion thing that that's making headlines for sure. So, but I wanted to get your initial thoughts. Rob, I'm going to let you go first. What was your initial thought when we had the lockdown and we had to do remote, everyone's working from home? What was your initial thoughts? And then Jeff, I'll get yours as well.
Well, Mike, it was actually the same as yours of, wow, we're going to have to do a remote conversion. How are we going to do this? I think that, we had that initial moment of needing to make sure that our own staff and processes were taken care of. And then we got right down to business of figuring out how to do business going forward. And Jeff, do you want to take it from there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to touch on, it wasn't just conversions that we were struggling with. It was business in general.
Yeah. Everybody.
You know, with the number of clients that we have on the system already, we couldn't forget about them and just focus on conversions. It was, how are we going to support the client base in general, including conversions? One of the first things that came to my mind is, what are we missing on the infrastructure right now that we need to address?
Yeah.
And luckily, we had migrated to a hosted in a private cloud VPN solution, as well as a new phone system and some collaboration tools. So our infrastructure was in place, and that happened, you know, just in the few months before.
Oh, really?
We hit this. Yeah. And it was something we wanted to do regardless, and the timing was just perfect. So from an infrastructure, which was my concern, we were there. And then I think from there, it was really, what processes do we need to change to be able to support that remote where they were inherently face-to-face in the past?
Yeah, which leads me to my next question. So, I mean, without revealing any top secret information or anything like that, but I mean, just... I mean, what does the remote conversion process, what does it look like? How does it work? What does it look like? How does it work right now, Rob?
Yeah, it's the way that we actually approached it was, all right, let's start to break down not just the conversion weekend itself, but every single one of the project tasks that goes into a conversion, your training, your validation, your balancing, system configuration, all those things. Break into their constituent parts. What are we really trying to accomplish? And anywhere that the old way of doing it required, oh, well, then I walk down the hall and I talk to this person and we sit down and look at these things, we had to fill in that gap of what technology can we use. And so really what's remarkable is the conversion process in terms of the, you know, the tasks, the milestones, the quality assurance that goes into it, that's all the same. It's just that it happens more like this than it used to. One of the most important things to make sure to establish through that technology is communication. I mean, that was the biggest, and we're very fortunate that between, phone call, email, and video conference, that we really can overcome the distance that we're facing.
Yeah. What were some of the challenges that you guys experienced? And just in the big kind of overcoming some of those, and we just lost Jeff. Oh, there he is. Jeff, you're back. That was amazing. Like a magician.
My mic said it wasn't working. I'm like, what's going on?
It's like he was there, now he's back. Awesome. So, and I was asking you a question at the same time. So what were some of the challenges that you guys had to overcome just kind of in those initial, I guess, times? Because it sounds like you guys, I mean, obviously what you said before was like you had all these, I guess, parts in place. and good timing for that as well. But were there any other challenges that you guys had to overcome?
You know, there were two, and Jeff, I'll pass over to you. One was the logistics, like I talked about, of trying to fill in those gaps, especially communication.
Yeah.
And then the other was, it takes two organizations to tango. So it was about building confidence that there wasn't anything lost along the way, that there wasn't, anything that was overlooked as a result of this. And so one thing that's nice, I alluded to it earlier, but the conversion is a very long project with a lot of, steps along the way. And so we were able to kind of stress test each of the milestones, each of the project events, very quickly. Within the first couple of weeks of going remote, we had completed every element of a conversion and felt very confident, and were able to project that confidence and get the buy-in from the credit unions that we're working with.
Right on.
And Jeff, I know you have your thought.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You know, there's two organizations with every conversion, sometimes three if you're dealing with a consultant.
Yeah.
And making sure that everybody was on the same page and there was a confidence level that we were going to be able to do a remote conversion. Sometimes you deal with clients that have done conversions in the past, and, and there's a certain confidence level in processes that have been done in the past. This is a new world, so communicating what the go-forward plan was or is, and being able to show that the tools are in place to still do a successful conversion, took a little coordination up front, but I think we earned that trust from our clients and have been successful up to this point.
Now, the next question I have here is, had you guys thought of this before? Was this ever brought up before the whole pandemic, or did coronavirus kind of force your hand, like it has a lot of folks, going digital? It's really forced a lot of people to really expedite their digital processes and procedures and stuff. But for a conversion, have you guys thought about a remote version of it before, or did the pandemic kind of speed things up or kind of force your hand here a little bit, Rob?
I'm actually going to pass to Jeff. I know he was thinking about that before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we've done remote portions of conversions in the past. We tailor our on Rob's side the education to whether it be on-site SME training or remote training. That's a collaborative effort that we always coordinate with our clients. And then on the convert as the actual development side. We've always been able to do remote conversions, and typically majority of the development staff is remote supporting our clients.
Okay.
So it wasn't totally a massive change on the development side. We were migrating to some upfront storyboard sessions, spec gathering right after a contract is signed, which is very helpful, but with collaboration tools, we're still able to complete those tasks. We also save 2 days of travel in a lot of cases, so that always helps as well.
No doubt.
So on my side, and I'll let Rob take it from there.
Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that, we were dipping our toe in the pool and kind of getting used to the water before we jumped in, and then the pandemic, we just had to dive right in. And I really, it speaks to the quality of the team at Correlation, that they adapted so quickly and have made that a success. So it's been a lot of fun to watch and be able to cheer on from the sidelines when possible.
But
well, when we went remote, the staff was ready. They just figured we were going remote and going to continue doing business. So it was great to see.
But if there's ever a conversion at a credit union in Hawaii, I think you're going to get a lot of takers getting on that plane, no matter.
And spend two just weeks saying. In the hotel before they could go outside. So.
Just saying. So how do you see the actual remote conversion process progressing from here? Because I think it's going to get a bit more, I guess, popular or be used more and more. So how do you see that progressing? I mean, obviously processes and procedures are going to be perfected and streamlined, that type of stuff. How do you guys see it? Where do you go from here with it?
Yeah, we're actually just starting with an in-depth analysis of that. We didn't want to start thinking about this too soon because we didn't know how much was, it was a very small sample size, but we now have three very successful conversions under our belts. We have others that are coming up that are right where they would have been had we been on site. So we feel like there's now enough experience on the team, enough data points to really start to look at what what gets to go out with the bathwater? You know, it's what's unneeded going forward. Jeff alluded to it earlier, but we've long tried to be very flexible with our plans and our processes to meet clients' needs and their desires for their own internal staffing. And a conversion is a heck of a project, so we want to be very flexible about that. As an example, we long offered that we can either come on site to train, we can come on site to train your trainers, or we could do the whole thing remotely. That's, you know, and depending on what the credit union needed.
Yeah.
So we're basically going to take that flexible approach to just about every element of a conversion. And as long as it's possible to do in a remote way, if that's the credit union's preference, we're going to want to work to meet their needs and partner with them as a unique organization, a unique project.
Yeah, indeed. Jeff, what's your perspective on that? I mean, do we really need to go on site anymore? Or can we have a hybrid, I guess, moving forward at some point when we get past this?
I think so. I mean, we could continue down this path, but there's always a little bit more that you get from a face-to-face interaction with your clients. So we're gonna work with our clients to see what's the best fit for them. Some clients in certain geographic areas might be in a different situation than others. So it might make more sense to focus more on the remote than on the on-site.
Mm-hmm.
But like Rob said, we're going to analyze that. We're watching our progress. We're looking good so far. And if things progress, that's going to be just another offering that we're going to be able to present to our clients.
Yeah. What do you guys tell credit unions? Because there must be some credit unions that are a little bit hesitant about doing something like this. But what advice do you give them, or even credit unions moving forward? What advice do you give them in a situation like this? Jeff, I'll stick with you on this one.
Well, I think we're in a technology world today where a lot of things are remote. Once they've converted, we're going to support them remote.
Yeah,
we're not always going to be on site. So to be able to go through that process up to that point, it should be easier to stomach in the technology world that we're in. Now, if we were talking 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it might be different. Whole nother story. But today, there's so many tools out there that we could leverage that I think our clients are seeing that.
Yeah. I think we're proving it right now of what you, I mean, obviously what you guys are doing is proof in the pudding that it works. And then actually what we're doing right now proves that it can work as well. Rob, what's your take? Or what advice?
I agree with what you said. We'll have, we already have, and we'll just continue to prove that the remote process is just as effective. And if anything, you know, instead of focusing on the project, think about that end result. And in this day and age, having a core system that's extensible that can go and meet your members' needs, that's more important than ever. So don't make a long-term, decision not to improve your technology based on short-term circumstances that, again, we've already proven are actually not all that impactful.
Yeah, indeed. My, how times have changed in such a short, short time, gentlemen. Any other final words to wrap up here? Any final bit of advice or anything like that? Jeff? Rob, Jeff,
Bueller? Well, I think Rob's last comment was important. Don't look at the short term. You need to look at the long term. And if changing your technology platform is going to get you better service to your members, that's definitely something you should look at and not look at just where we are today.
Right.
Looking to the future to say, hey, we need to support our clients. We need to be able to offer more flexible products. And if you could do that by doing a conversion, we're here to support that.
Yeah, indeed. Long-term for sure. Rob, anything else to wrap up here?
You know, mine has less to do with the remote conversion, more just, this experience, these last few months have made me really proud to be part of the credit union movement, to see the response by our clients to support their members, to see the response by our clients to support their own staff has been really, really great to be a part of. It's even more than I've been happy to be a cheerleader for and contribute any way I can. But, it's just a wonderful industry. I'm happy to be a part of it. And it's really great that as a team with our partners, we've been able to overcome this, this curveball. It's a heck of a curveball we got thrown.
No doubt. And yeah, some truly amazing stories out there that have been happening in the last 3 months or so. And it's cool that you guys are right there in the mix as well. So kudos to all the hard work that you guys are doing for credit unions out there so they can continue to serve their members in an advanced and complete way. So good stuff. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. You probably got a few things on your plate, so I won't keep you. Appreciate the time, though.
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much, Mike.